Our administrative director of tennis, our question today is, what was, since people have been gone over J term, over here somewhere, what is the favorite thing you did over the past 6 weeks, or however long we've been gone?
Senator Lipkoff. Senator Ring.
Being able to take a lot of naps.
Is it favorite thing? That was the... Okay. It's not really, like, it wouldn't be, like, everyone's favorite, but I worked at the Douglas County Courthouse in Omaha, and this guy shot a police dog, so I got to see that hearing. And that was pretty cool. It's sad, but it was really neat for me.
Doing a lot of research.
Senator Rose.
I went to Greece and Macedonia, so that was pretty cool.
Senator Anderson.
I went to Germany.
Just
being able to relax a little bit before my last semester.
My siblings are finally old enough that when it's time to shovel the driveway at home, they can come up and help me.
I got to work on like a kissing experiment with Haley, and that was like my favorite thing over J term.
Sleeping a lot is good.
My J term class.
I got to visit a lot of friends over 2 weeks, so that was nice.
Senator Miller?
Just to relax and be able to sleep a lot.
Senator Nelson?
Having time to explore things that I can't during the semester.
I got to sleep in until 12:30, now I have to wake up before 8.
Senator Stoltz?
Sleeping.
Senator Haberman?
I ran a 5K on the indoor track on Saturday, which is 25 laps of pure bliss.
Probably the opportunity to talk with so many people, in particular, when I went back to Canvas for Bernie Sanders in Iowa and then caucus as an Iowan. Just so many people filling their civic duty on both sides, Republican and Democrat. Beautiful.
Senator Yegler?
I attempted to become a diver. I smacked a lot, but it was
fun. I also made some music for Africa Night, which is coming up, so that was pretty fun. And I also have to volunteer at elementary school a couple days a week, so that was also rewarding.
Chair Svensson?
I got to catch up on some hobbies that I haven't had any free time to do, so that
was fun. Do you like that? I started ballet today for art credits.
I've been there.
I was really done something.
I got to teach, especially because I can be at times, 3 to 4 people cribbage for the first time, which being able to share it along with the game is always fun.
I got to go to the synagogue service for J term. I'm woken up in 7 different cities in the last 8 days. So that's been pretty cool.
The Australian Open was a blast. That was a pretty chill experience.
And Liza.
Well, when I finally stopped crying because I missed Bobby and Sam so much. No, Friday night I was with a bunch of Gusties that are my generation of Gusties, and we played euchre and we just had a really fun night, so it was really good.
And our administrative director got wrong. With that, we have quorum, so we'll move on to the approval of minutes from January 25th. The amendments to the minutes. minutes? Seeing none. Minutes are approved. We'll move on to community comment. We have anybody from the community who should comment? Comment. We'll move on to committee updates. And we're going to have all our chairs give an update today. So we will start.
Just to add on to that, last year we had it set up so that a senator could pull a budget if he or she thought there was an issue with it, and that's how we plan to continue to keep it. You know, if the omnibus proposal is to pass, Chairman Schmitz just didn't say that, so I just wanted to add that on to alleviate any concerns.
Any other questions?
Okay, this is all the fun. So bear with me. J-term 5 was really busy too. I had musical rehearsals from 11:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. So my main focus ended up being the stuff on our timeline, which is the co-presidential election. So I did not get to making the bylaws and constitution gender inclusive, but that's my plan for the spring to work on once we get all this rolling. As far as the co-presidential elections, the applications went out today. They're going to be due next Monday. I just solidified a date, and so I've reserved the St. Peter room for Thursday the 25th for the co-presidential debate. That's going to be from 6 to 7 that night. Just short, quick little get-together. I've got the tabling reserved for the voting too, so if you're able to table on that day, please come and talk to me, and I'll talk about that for weeks to come so that we can get everything solidified. I know today's not a good day because it's the first day of spring semester. We don't really know our schedules yet. And then, lastly, we have a senator position in ethics open. And as you know, the way that we go about appointing people in the Senate to that position is through approval of an appointment by the ombuds person, so you have to fill out an application. I'm going to be sending those applications out tonight, If you are interested in that position, please fill that out and get that back to me by Thursday at 10 p.m. so that on Friday night I can notify the person who I'd like to appoint to that position. If you applied in the fall, I'd want to apply again. If you could refill out that application, that'd be great, just in case your opinion of ethics and what, like all the questions, if they've changed from your experience on Senate. And besides that, I think that's it for ethics.
Do we have any questions for ethics, Chair?
So sorry to bother you with
speak
more. Can you clarify what senators and the like are allowed to do in terms of talking about the election and really if they can endorse a
Thank
candidate
you.
In any sort of way?
So really they're the best thing to do in this case is kind of, I prefer that senators remain somewhat neutral on what they say. You might want to, you can always direct the people to talking to those people who are running so that they can talk more about their ballots and can make sure to give the people information on where to go. But as far as like endorsing senators, I'd rather people, you know, remain rather neutral on that subject, just when talking about other people, as to let the bulk of the push come from the candidates. It's nothing against within the bylaws and constitution, as far as I know, but that's just, I mean, it's something that would be.
Any further questions for our next chair? Questions? Questions? Seeing none, we'll move on to.
Logging on?
Modem?
No.
Worldwide modem.
Oh
my
god. Okay, it'll come to you later. I'll say it. Okay. So, getting connected through whatever that thing is, it's like VMware, the client, something. What is client server?
Address?
Like when you use a computer.
Virtual
client.
Yes, virtual. Yes, thank you. Virtual lab. Okay.
For our diversity chair. Student and Academic Affairs.
So we've been further investigating the possibility of adding another safe rise vehicle, and I met with Carol Brewer this past month, and I'm kind of working in partnership with her on that. And then we're also further investigating the plausibility for Gustavus' divestment, still doing document collection for that. Looking at next steps for bringing Zipcar to Gustavus, potentially. And we are finally making some headway on bringing Mir to the weight room, so we'll have a budget coming forward soon.
Do you have any questions for our chair? Questions? Seeing none, that concludes our committee updates. So move on to unfinished business. We don't have anything on the agenda. Do we have any unfinished business? Rest of the chair, Christine?
Yep, so I'm just going to tell you a little bit about how our meeting with Board of Trustees went. So we went through, Hubert and I went on Friday, 2 weeks ago, and it went really well. They were all super nice, super happy, and as Jonah said, they really liked students. Hubert gave a little bit of a brief feel of how the student body is feeling based on how the feedback we're getting from tabling outside the CAP. And then I talked about Indigenous Peoples Day, very simplified the songs, example that I like, you know, like, passionate about it. And then there's the fair trade I told them about, and the two resolutions that were regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion. The first one explaining the solidarity, and then the second one, the affirmation for the curriculum innovation that we're working on. And then you brought up the visitation policy as well as physical accessibility. The only question we got was on the visitation policy, just because it was, we gave them a really simple thing saying that students said it was looking into, just looking into the visitation policy. And we clarified that it was because of the student body is changing and gender identities, et cetera, may not fit into the current policy, but that's in place. That was about it.
So, any other questions on the Board of Trustees? Okay. Questions? I just want to mention that Sam and I were both unable to go to that. That's why they're giving up, or they attended the Board of Trustees meeting. In our place, so just know that. But with that, do we have any further unfinished business? Controller Nelson?
Yeah, I just wanted to touch on making our ascensions from last fall semester that I talked about briefly during the J-term semester. I sent an email out to Scott Brody to get his use of a self-populating email system that can put in all the president and treasurers for the student organizations on campus, just to make my job can contact them a little bit easier, so hopefully we can get all documents from last semester in and processed within the next 2 weeks to be able to get all our extensions made and get all the incorrect contingency for review applications. I just wanted to touch on where we were with that. I know Scott was at a conference out of town this past weekend, past few days, so I'm sure he's just trying to catch up and get back to his inbox. So hopefully we'll be hearing back from him soon.
Thank you. Any further unfinished business? Business, seeing none, we'll move on to new business. And before I want to mention, first semester we passed, or you all voted and passed the new office hour plan. And in that plan, we said that we would revisit that this semester. We don't have it on the agenda tonight. If somebody feels really the need to bring it up right now, feel free. We're going to talk about it this week in cabinet. We want to talk about cabinet before bringing it to the floor. And we'll bring either the same plan or a similar plan with a couple fixes next week, and we can have a conversation about it then. So I would recommend that if anybody has any ideas or changes you'd like to make to that, send Sam and myself an email this week, or just bring your ideas to the meeting next week, because it'll be on the agenda. So that's that. Do we have any new business?
Reports. I still have a few senators who haven't got back to me yet, so please do so. And for those who are not here, I will send an email tonight about what needs to be done. And go to see a faculty member, not person on the staff, but just a faculty member because it's a faculty report. And yeah, so faculty member is just professor. And please, I would love to get them back by 2 Mondays from now, so in 2 weeks. And for those who are here for Jay-Chan, please, let's do it this week. Thank you.
President Panzer?
Just wanted to briefly thank Administrative Director Gavarano for sharing Senate 32, so Bobby and I are both gone. And thank both Hubert and Vice Chair Singh for coming to the Board of Trustees. And I was kind of an interesting group to be in front of, but hopefully, yeah. Cool, okay. That's good to know. Yeah, so thanks again for having me on and for everybody for cooperating and getting them the information to report out on in those 2 weeks we weren't here. And with that, I just want to encourage you all to think about elections and, you know, if you really want to head tap to run or if you're considering running. Bobby and I are always here to talk about kind of, you know, our history in the elections. We won't ever, like, endorse anybody formally or informally. We're on the committee, so we're going to stick super neutral even in our private conversations with candidates. But just know that we're resources here to put kind of the logistics of elections, and if there's anything else we can help you out, just kind of a friendly sense, but that's also open to all candidates, including those coming from outside the Senate. Just so don't be insulted if we don't seem to be, you know, riding your bandwagon or anything. If that's a weird way of phrasing it. Whatever. All right, that's it.
Saturday, Kevin.
A few things. This Saturday, the PAs are hosting another SNL. I encourage you all to go. It's a Valentine's-themed SNL for everyone, not just couples, because, hey, I will be single there, too. So, yeah, please come. It'll be a lot of fun. Open skate or boot on the ice, whatever. Just come have fun. It'll be a lot of fun stuff. As well as saying that Supreme Leader Nagabriano was excellent during J-Term and that year.
Controller Johnson.
Just a plug. Being an athletic care student, I know the winter sports season is coming close to the end of their seasons, and with some really big competitions that they need to do well and to really advance their postseason play. With J-Term, they kind of get a month of more quiet spectatorship, so we can really ramp it up and support a large majority of our athletes as they are kind of a decent portion of our school size. Really get out there when you can.
So, the Institute of Judaism class is going to hold a campus-wide Passover Seder, I believe, this year on Passover. I think it's in late March, early April, sometimes there.
It's April 20th.
April 20th. Don't have to be Jewish to go. It's open for everyone. It's an interfaith, interdenominational, non-religious, just to get everyone there and just kind of experience it. I highly recommend people going. Great.
Chair Swanson?
My committee could meet me for 2 minutes after the meeting.
Myself. I just wanted to follow up on the email I sent when I sent out the agenda. If you are hoping to switch committees you're serving on, Ken will be sticking around for a couple minutes after the meeting, so please talk to him tonight or in the near future. Welcome back. That's all. Chair Singh.
Really quick. This Saturday is a MAPS, which stands for Minnesota Association of Independent College Students Leadership Conference. So that was when Logan, Ozzy, and Padgett came in and talked to us about. I'm going to be going to the conference, and I believe Sean is going to the conference. So
yes.
I'm not really sure what we're going to be doing, but if you have questions that you want us to ask other leaders at different campuses within the MIA, let us know.
First, I just wanted to kind of highlight that resolution we passed and submitted to various faculty and administrative bodies about the diversity in the curriculum. Keep hearing things back from professors, members, and committees and students about that, so just kind of think that's a really great lesson, and that well-structured resolutions can do a lot and can advocate for a lot of change. It's currently in the works. I just want to, again, continue to applaud Senator Lewing for his leadership on that second resolution, that two-part resolution series. And then on a separate note, there's a choir concert this Saturday at 7:30. It's the State Choir's home concert. And then also there's, so the groups come back from tour, they just do home concerts. They're currently coming back, so the symphony will be on Sunday at in the afternoon, 3:30 or something?
Something like that.
Okay, cool. So good free music on campus. If you want to hear some of the groups that are around the world touring and representing the Davis, I know that when groups come back from tour, they're at their absolute best because they've been playing together and getting to know each other nonstop for weeks on end. So if you want to hear as good as music as you'll get on this hill, Saturday and Sunday are great days for it.
Do you have any further announcements? Any further announcements? More announcements? Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned.